The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yeah, baby, how you doing? Happy day after Valentine's Day. I'll talk about that in a second. First of all, apologies. I haven't been on here the last few days, man. I've been busting arse around here. The Tony Curry Radio thing is going fantastic. I've been working on a lot of different shows in development for the springtime. By the way, we're going to be doing something called Yacht Rock Tunes on weekends coming up here sometime in March. We're super excited about that. And we're working on getting some sponsors. And of course, I could not do it without our sponsors on the TKR Radio app. Get the TKR app if you're watching right now. It's free. It's all classic rock and roll. We have like 13, 14 different shows. Everything from Students of the Game. We got Dark Side of Pooch. Tonight, Live Wire Wednesday. If you love AC/DC music, it's a full hour dedicated to AC/DC. We'll do it at 8 o'clock tonight. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. Tonight, we're doing Angus Young's favorite seven musicians, including two that I bet you never knew. And we're going to play music from all of those artists coming up later on tonight. Mission Minded, which is a great show I do with Michael Coleman every single week from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. And, of course, the Jimmy Hill Mission. He's fantastic. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Need to Know with Kip Kiefer is one of my favorite shows for 30 minutes. He just goes off the top of his head. It's amazing stuff. We got a brand new show called Kiefer and Curry coming up here, a sports show we're going to start here in a couple weeks. Wanna Bet. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, a great show. Damon Johnson's going to be at Iron City coming up on March 4th. That's 3 days prior to my birthday. I'll be at that show doing the Brother Kane thing. He's got a show called The Damon Johnson Show. The UAB Director's Chair with Mark Ingram, who's a good friend of mine. He's the UAB Athletic Director. We do that show every single week. And again, we got a great show with the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We're going to be starting here in the next couple weeks as well. So a lot going on. So today is the day after Valentine's Day. It's easy to talk about Valentine's Day up to Valentine's Day, and you've heard every different angle and every different vice about what's going on with Valentine's Day and how people don't like it and blah, 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 blah. So, for a guy, having been single, married, now divorced, I was kind of like a shoo. First of all, I saved a crap ton of money because I don't have a wife or someone that I'm dating right now for Valentine's Day, so I take care of my 10-year-old daughter because Valentine's Day is still important to her. But don't get sucked in to the idea. Now that's over, there's a lot of guys today going, I made it through another one. I guarantee you that 95% of the guys watching right now are like, I made it through another Valentine's Day, thank the Lord. Because like the last 2 weeks, they didn't know what to do, they didn't know what to expect, they didn't know if they were gonna be intimate with their girlfriend or wife, they didn't know if they had the right gift. Do I do chocolates, do I do flowers, do I do both? If I spent too much money, am I getting a gift card just so I've got something to give her even though I don't really like this particular day? The guy who says, well, you know, every day should be Valentine's Day. Well, do you treat her like every day is Valentine's Day? Don't get duped into thinking you don't need to do anything. I did a little research over the last two or three days to a lot of friends of mine who are married. And I said, so what do you got planned for Valentine's Day? And I got the same thing over and over and over again. Well, you know, we've been married for 10, 15 years. We've been married for 20 years. We got kids. We're tired. Doesn't really mean anything anymore. We'll probably do the same thing we always do. And that is we'll order a pizza and we'll watch a Netflix movie and stuff. And I'm not saying that's not fine as long as you both are on the same page. But I was married long enough, and you are too, to realize that you usually aren't on the same page. When there's a special day, it's a special day. And it means you got to step it up a little bit and do just a little bit more than you normally would. Dr. Josh Klapo, we were on Fox 6 last week talking about, man, he said written letters always kill. I don't know anyone who hasn't gotten something from the Woodhouse Day Spa or a written letter and it just doesn't blow their socks off. If you handwrite a letter to your girl, your guy, it means so much. First of all, because people don't handwrite anything anymore. And second of all, the fact that you took the time to put it down in words, don't use the Hallmark thing, man. I'm just telling you, it means so much. So why am I coming up with this today, the day after Valentine's Day? Because next Valentine's Day, you shouldn't be wigging out the 1st of February or the 13th of February wondering, okay, what the hell am I going to do and have I done enough to show my wife or my husband how much I love them? In a lot of cases, yeah, she's good with it. She told me not to get her anything. We know how that works, man. When a woman says she doesn't want anything, no, I don't want you to do anything for her special. You better do something for her. I'm just telling you, do it. No, I know my wife really, really well. And then in 5 years, you'll be divorced. And you'll wonder, you know, those Valentine's Day where we just sat around and held hands and fell asleep at 8:30 on one of the most special days of the year, I probably should have done a little bit more. Do it now. It's the day after Valentine's Day. What did you learn? Do you want to go through this hell again next year of trying to figure out what to get your wife or your girlfriend for Valentine's Day? Learn something from it. Now's the time where you can do a little extra every single day to honor your mate, to show appreciation for your date, and yes, to make every day like Valentine's Day. And if you're out there right now going, give me a break. Seriously, dude, my wife and I know each other. We don't take each other for granted. We show each other honor. But do you really? Because then you realize that Valentine's Day is more than just another day. Yes, I know it's been sensationalized. I know it's turned into this mad dash to go buy all the stuff and spend money and help the economy. But Valentine's Day is a special day. And if you ain't doing something special or you even forget, you're the same dude that forgets his anniversary or forgets her birthday. It doesn't fly. It's okay, honey. We've been together for a long time. I know you're tired and you work a lot. Nope. It's a thought that matters, man. Step up and do the right thing. And I can promise you, if you do it, she'll do it for you, vice versa. So check it out. Get the TKR app. Betty Selman, good morning to you. John Norris, how you doing? Get the TKR app. It's a fantastic app. It's classic rock. I play all up-tempo music. I don't play any slow stuff. I don't play Freebird. I don't play A Stairway to Heaven. I don't play any slow music. It's all upbeat classic rock. You'll know every song, and they're fantastic songs. And then, of course, check out the Tony Curry Radio Network podcast. It's fantastic. We have over 1,000 shows with all the shows I mentioned earlier. There's something in there for you, whether you like blues, whether you like classic rock, whether you like business, whether you have a pet, whether you want to help a non-for-profit, whether you're an 18-year-old, whether you're a 68-year-old, there'll be a show in there somewhere that you'll absolutely love. So check it out and listen to some of our wonderful podcasts. They're all somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes, so you got time. Tony Curry Radio Podcast, that is Curry with a K-K-U-R-R-E. And of course, you can also go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio Podcast for all of our musically elemented shows. They're up there as well. I hope you have a fantastic day. Dr. Josh Claypool, myself, back again tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking Chinese balloons tomorrow, I think, on Fox 6. We'll be at 9:35 tomorrow morning with Janice Toy and, of course, Mike Dubberly and Mickey Ferguson, the entire crew. When is it time to actually surveil someone? When is it time to spy on someone? Are you one of those people that feels like you must have your mate's passwords? Do you ever pick up your mate's phone and look through it when they don't know about it? What does that say about you? Is there a trust issue there? Has something happened in the past for you to be naive and understand that maybe there's not as much trust as there needs to be? Are you one of those people that likes to snoop around and stick around? Do you drive by the house when you're not supposed to just to see what they're up to? You may have some big time issues. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Fox 6. I hope you have a fantastic day. God bless you, and I love you. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with Curry and Claypool at 8 o'clock.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.